everybody. It's Billy Fairchild here again with Podcast 28. People call me 28. Sounds a little goofy there, doesn't it? We'll start off the show by telling you what's in this show. This is show number 7. We didn't have a show last week due to a lot of things going on. I was actually sick, and it seemed to be the going thing for theme for a lot of podcasters out there, getting sick. It's going around, so hope you haven't got it, and hopefully you won't get it, because it's not fun. Also had my birthday last week, so it was a real eventful week for me, and just couldn't get enough time in. My PC, my laptop was down. I actually have to take it and get it repaired. Whatever you do, stay away from a Toshiba laptop. Their customer service is horrible. So, and I also had a pretty eventful thing happen, which I'll get into here in short. But I'll move on real quick and tell you what's going on in this show here. In this show, I'm going to talk about the HD DVD player price drop that for the 360. New Call of Duty 4 maps coming, and I'll also talk a little bit about a contest that they're having. Some DLC for Mass Effect, and is the Rainbow Six Vegas series coming to an end? That's a good topic there as well. And then on the tech side, I'm going to highlight a neat little website called Spokio.com. Talk about the Yahoo's new live streaming, live casting service, Google News going local, and how you can stream some Netflix videos that you have with your account on your Media Center PC. So definitely stick around and you'll find all that information out. But back to what I was talking about, I said last week I had something pretty eventful happen to me. I actually made a big change. I went out and bought I got a MacBook, so that's pretty interesting. The first night I had it, I wanted to take it back. I just wasn't comfortable with it whatsoever. But now you probably couldn't pry it out of my hands. I've really adapted. I'm actually doing this in GarageBand right now, so this is going to be a big improvement for the podcast, I'm hoping. Forgive me, this is a trial by error thing going on, so if there's some stuff quirky with it, sorry. It's probably, I don't know whether it's going to be an MP4 or MP3, I'm not sure. We'll find out after I try to upload it, and we'll see how it goes. Hopefully everything goes smooth as I'm thinking, and hopefully we'll have some album art and all that good stuff. But the Mac is really, I've been a PC fanboy for years, and I'm telling you what, I'm amazed just at the quickness of a Mac, and the lack of viruses, the quickness of it, just going in between programs is so seamless and smooth, and just everything is just pretty amazing. I'm still pretty taken back by it, and surprised I didn't switch sooner. The only beef I have with the MacBook is the 13.3-inch screen. It was really hard for me to get used to, super hard for me to get used to, but I'm adjusting now, so it's not so bad. I actually like it, so that's good. Plus, you know, just for a couple more inches on the screen didn't, I wasn't really wanting to go out and spend $2,000 on a MacBook Pro when I wasn't sure if I was going to like the switch to Apple anyway. I didn't know how comfortable I'd be with that, rather. So definitely wanted to do all that and take the necessary steps, so I got the lower end version first. But all right, we'll go on with the show. Call of Duty, I talked about the maps or whatnot. They're actually having a contest. As soon as you boot up, you can see in the multiplayer little window there that shows news or whatnot. They're actually having a map design contest. You can go check that out. It gives the link on there and everything. I don't have that link with me, and I probably won't be able to put it on the blog because I don't have that information with me. But definitely check it out if you're interested. If you know how to do all that stuff, check it out. It'd be a heck of a way to get your name across and get some new good maps out there. But they're saying that the maps for COD4 are supposed to be coming out at the end of March. That's what I've heard last I've heard, rather. And I'm sure that's the rival to Rainbow Six 2 coming out. So Rainbow Six Vegas 2 coming out. So, I mean, we all know that. There's a lot of games coming out in March and April that are going to take away from COD's multiplayer. And I think that they're going to have to get those maps out pretty soon, I would say. But I haven't lost any lost anything in the multiplayer. I love it. It's great. So, but next up, the 360 HD DVD player price reduction. I'm sure some of you have heard, some of you haven't. HD is going down the tubes, and it's going down fast. The HD DVD, rather. Blu-ray has pretty much taken over the market. It looks like HD DVD is going to be a thing of the past. It's not going to be hanging around. That's why they're trying to cut through at these. The actual official price of it right now dropped from $179 to $129. And it's effective immediately. And they're giving them the five free movies or something like that. So check that out if you want. If you're interested in that thing. Me, I'm not going to gamble on it. Amazon also had them for $80. I don't know if that was a limited time thing, but they had them for $80. So check that out as well if you're really interested in getting the HD and you think it's going to come back. I don't know. It's not looking so good. But you can take your chances on that or whatever. And if you got the extra money, if they're out there, go ahead and take care of it. Next, BioWare releases some Mass Effect download content. But there's a little tidbit about it. They're saying on March 11th they're going to release it. It's going to be 500 Microsoft points. It's supposed to add up to 90 minutes of new content. But it's called Bring Down the Sky, and they say it's going to require some other things before being able to be used. You're going to have to, after completing the game, it'll take your character to the beginning of the game, and that's when the new DLC is going to come into play. So you basically have to beat the game. So once you restart again, they're saying that Commander Shepard should be placed in control of the Normandy ship once again. And then you pass the Eden Prime and Citadel sequences. Also, the elements will become more visible in Galactic Map after one has done several explorations into the universe worth a couple of hours. So, you know, it's not going to be available right off the bat unless you guys have already beat it. If you have already beat it, hopefully you didn't delete your game save files or anything like that. So, either that put you in a little bit of a bind. Now, here's the news about Rainbow Six Vegas series. There is a rumor out. Well, I don't know if it's really a rumor or if it's actually firm. They're saying Ubisoft has, the designer has made an announcement. There will be no more Rainbow Six Vegas series. After Rainbow Six Vegas 2, they're done. They're saying that they've pretty much done all they can do in Vegas, and there will not be a Rainbow Six Vegas 3. So that's kind of a bummer for me, but I'm sure that they'll take it to another city and it's just going to be just as good, if not even better. So I'm not really too worried about that, but it is kind of a sad day to hear that, for sure. Another thing is some new Xbox Originals are available. Black, Ninja Gaiden Black, and Sid Meier's Pirates are now available for download in the Xbox Original section on the Marketplace. So if you're into those games, go check them out. I do know Black was pretty fun to play. I really like that game, so definitely check that out. All right, here is the website of the day for me. This thing is crazy. First off, I don't understand how it's not some privacy issues here, but it's pretty cool, so definitely check it out. Especially me. I have a Gmail account, and I know some of you notice when you send and receive emails and stuff, you get people that you don't even know in your address book. That's one of my quirks about Gmail. Hate that, because I always have to go through and manually delete them from time to time to shrink down my contacts again. You know, it's hard for me to find them. Plus, I hate the whole forwarding situation where you can't select people you want to forward to. But that's a long story all on its own. But at any rate, if you have a lot of those people in your email address book, this is just kind of cool. I mean, there's no use for it, really. I mean, there might be, but it's just kind of cool to see, put a face to some of the people that you have emailed, whether if it's, you know, you were talking to them on Craigslist or you have a hobby through forums or something. But you can go to www.spokio.com. And what it is you enter in your email username and password. It logs in, goes through your list of contacts in your address book, and it searches through every social networking site around to see if that email is associated with any accounts, and it shows you their pages and stuff. It's really cool. like everybody on mine, like I've seen a ton of people that, hey, I didn't even know he had a MySpace, or hey, wow, check out these Flickr photos I'd never seen that he had. I didn't know he had a Flickr account. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing. You can see a lot of stuff that you didn't know that person actually had, especially like the whole thing about the Flickr account. You know, like one of my cousins had a Flickr account, didn't know it. Seen some pretty cool photos in there that I'd like to check out. And you know, it might have not been that he didn't want me to see it, it's just that he never thought to mention it, you know. Another guy I work with has a MySpace account, didn't know he did, so I found that way. It's pretty cool. So, you definitely want to check that out. It's worth a look. I don't know how long-lasting it would be unless you, you know, constantly want to check for people and see if they actually do open up an account and forget to tell you or whatnot, but definitely check it out. It's pretty cool. Next up, the whole Microsoft and Yahoo buzz and blah, 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 blah. I'm so sick of hearing about Microsoft trying to acquire Yahoo. Well, guess what? It didn't happen. They rejected them. Now, Yahoo rejected Microsoft's bid, saying that they pretty much lowballed them on it. And now AOL is talking to Yahoo. So we'll see what comes up about that. But in between this, Microsoft is trying to buy UCAST as well. So let's see here. It was it's rumored that Microsoft has bid $50 million for UCAST, and they also, you know, once before was the $44.6 billion bid for the Yahoo. Okay, well, Yahoo releases live casting, the Yahoo way, which is called Yahoo Live. Okay, it's, you know, but ever since Yahoo Live's opened up, it's been crashing. Everybody's been talking about it. It's crashed like every day since it's been up, so it's not really fully functional yet. They're calling it an experimental release, and that's exactly what it is, because basically it relies on Adobe Flash 9, and it's just they weren't really prepared for it, the demand that it probably was going to get. And like they said, it's an experimental release, but that's why they have beta people. Come on now. You know, Yahoo's been in the game long enough to know that. They should have done that. But at any rate, if Microsoft's bidding on UCAST and Yahoo Live, man, they're going to own almost all the streaming. The only thing left is Justin TV, you know? So hopefully there'll be some pretty interesting stuff coming around on the live streaming era for sure. It sounds like that's the next thing that these big dot-coms are trying to buy up. Next thing is Google Goes Local. The Google News says Google has added a feature to their news site that allows readers to search for news on a local level by entering the name of a city or the zip code. That's pretty cool because, you know, I have a lot of local sites that I check, you know, so on and so forth. So I'm sure they're going to implement this into iGoogle and all that good stuff. So that'll make it a little bit handier. You can go to all one page and get it taken care of, and makes it a little bit easier, you know, rather than having to go to three or four different sites. It'll be implemented with Google just by the zip code or the name of the city. Next is there's a plugin for Windows Media Center. Well, it's called My Netflix. It's in beta, but you can now watch the streaming Netflix videos. It says Anthony Park just released his My Netflix Beta Center plugin. The application lets you add or remove files or movies from your Netflix queue, browse for movies, and view history on recommendations. But it also has the best part of the beta software, which is the ability to stream the Watch Now movies from your media center. So it sounds like that's a huge thing for Netflix. I know a lot of people are really addicted to the media center part of their PCs, and that will be a high little crown to get them sucked into Netflix for sure. Myself, I never really got into the media center. It's just too quirky for me. I don't know. I just wasn't a big fan of it. But to all you out there that love the media center, there you go. You can stream it straight through media center Netflix videos. But that's it for show number 7. I hope it all works out with the new GarageBand and everything. So I hope everything turned out clear. I'm sorry about the break, guys. Once again, you can send me an email, 28@live.com. And you can also hit me up on Twitter. The podcast has its own Twitter page now, www.twitter.com/podcast the number 2 and 8. And I hope to see you around for show 8. Take care, guys.